In the 70th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna asked, there are some people who have faith in something other than scriptures, and they faithfully worship those objects and then do different things under that faith. So what kind of faith is that? Is that faith under mode of goodness or passion or ignorance? Then Krishna describes that one can determine one's faith or Shraddha under the three modes. Actually, the modes determine what kind of faith and worship that a person can do. And then Krishna said that our foods, the food that we eat, and the austerity that we do, the charity that we give, and the sacrifices that we do, all of them could be under three modes. So now Krishna describes one by one, each of them. First he begins with foods in three modes. Number one, 8th sloka. Food in mode of goodness. Ayuhu sattva bala rogya.
Ayuhu sattva bala rogya.
Sukha priti vivardhana.
Sukha priti vivardhana.
Rasyah snigdhah shari sthira hridya.
Rasyah snigdhah shari hridya.
Aharah sattvika priya.
Aharah sattvika priya.
Ayuhu sattva bala arogya. Ayu means lifespan. Sattva, purity. Bala, strength. Arogya, health. Then sukha priti vivardhanaha. Sukha is happiness. Priti is satisfaction. Vivardhanaha means all these six things should be increased. When you eat food which is in mode of goodness. When you eat foods in mode of goodness, your lifespan will increase. Your purity will increase. Your strength will increase. Your health will increase. Health will improve. And your happiness and satisfaction also will improve. Fine? These are foods in mode of goodness. Further Krishna says, what are those foods? Rasyaha, very juicy. Snigdhaha, very fatty. Sthira, hridya, very wholesome. And hridya means very pleasing to the heart. Aharaha sattvika priyaha. Such foods are very dear to people who are in mode of goodness. When somebody is in mode of goodness, they eat food that is very rejuvenating to the body, very healthy foods. Not foods that spoil one's health. So this is about food in mode of goodness. And what about food in mode of passion? 9th sloka. Khatvam lalavanatyushna.
Khatvam lalavanatyushna.
Tikshna ruksha vidahinaha.
Tikshna ruksha vidahinaha.
Ahara rajasa sheshtam.
Ahara rajasa sheshtam.
Dukha shokamaya pradaha.
Dukha shokamaya pradaha.
Khatvam lalavanati ushna. Khatva means foods that are very excessively bitter. Amla, lavana, then amla is sour, lavana, very salty. Ushna, ati ushna, very hot foods, very hot. Tikshna, ruksha, vidahinaha, they are very pungent, dry and burning. Such foods are very dear to people who are in mode of passion. Ahara, rajasa, shyeshta. Then dukkha, shoka, maya, pradaha, such foods cause distress, shoka. So, dukkha is distress. Shoka is lamentation. Okay. And they also call disease, cause disease. So, these are the foods in mode of passion. What about foods in mode of ignorance? Krishna says in the 10th sloka. Yatayamam gatarasam.
Yatayamam gatarasam.
Bhuti paryushitam chayat.
Bhuti paryushitam chayat.
Uchishtam apicha medhyam.
Uchishtam apicha medhyam.
Bhojanam tamasapriyam.
Bhojanam tamasapriyam.
Yatayamam gatarasam. Yatayamam means foods which are very stale, that are cooked long back. Gatarasam, the taste is gone in them. Foods that have become tasteless and cook long back, stale, puti paryushitam chayat, bad smelling, decomposed foods, uchishtam apichamedhyam, although they are consisting of uchishta, remnants of some person. If you take the remnants of the Supreme Lord, Mahaprasadam, or if you take remnants of very exalted, pure devotee, then they are spiritually uplifting. But unnecessarily taking remnants of anybody and everybody and taking untouchable things, that is, that kind of bhojana is tamasapriyam. That is the foods liked by people who are in mode of ignorance. Fine. These are the foods in different modes. So Vaishnavas eat foods that are first offered to the Supreme Lord Krishna. So they offer it to Vishnu or Krishna or Rama through the gurus, and then accept every food as Mahaprasad. Actually, we get food or food grains by rains. Unless rains are there, food grains will not come. Unless food grains are there, we cannot survive. But how will the rains come if we perform yajnas, sacrifices? And what is sacrifice? Sacrifice is a process of worshipping the Supreme Lord. So if you worship the Supreme Lord through yajnas, you will get rains. And by that rains, you will get grains. And the grains you will eat. Means only by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, you are getting food to eat. So a grateful devotee offers all the foods to the Supreme Lord Krishna first and accepts the remnants as prasadam. So a person who does not offer foods to the God and then accept it as remnants, as prasadam, such a person is only eating sin, as Krishna declared in the third chapter of Bhagavad Gita. You remember that third chapter? So we need to offer things to the Lord first and then only we accept it. Fine. That's the best way of eating food, which is followed by all the Vaishnavas. Okay. Next, Krishna described foods in three modes. Now Krishna will describe sacrifices in three modes, yajnas in three modes. 11th shloka. Afalakankshibhir yajno vidhidishto yajyate yashtavyam eveti manah samadhaya sasatvikah afalakankshibhir yajno, yajna which is done without any desire for the result. Afalakankshibhi, there is no falakanksha, there is no akanksha or undue desire for the results of the sacrifice. We have no inclination to enjoy the results. So basically selfless sacrifice. Okay. And vidhidishto ya ijyate yashtavyam eveti manaha samadhaya sattvikaha. So sacrifices in mode of goodness are actually performed according to scriptures. Vidhidishto means according to scriptures. As a matter of duty, without any selfish expectations, without desire for material results. Such kind of sacrifices are sacrifices in mode of goodness. Fine. The general tendency is to offer sacrifice with some purpose in mind. But here it is stated that sacrifice should be performed without any such desire. Selfless sacrifice. It should be done as a matter of duty for the welfare of others. Take for example the performance of rituals in temples or in churches. Generally they are performed with the purpose of material benefit. But that is not in mode of goodness. One should go to a temple or church as a matter of duty to offer respects to God and offer flowers and eatables without any purpose of obtaining material benefit. So selflessly doing some sacrifice or worship, that is in mode of goodness. Then what about sacrifice in mode of passion? Krishna says in the 12th shloka. Abhisandhayatu phalam.
Abhisandhayatu phalam.
Dambhartham. Apichaivayat.
Dambhartham apichaivayat.
Ijjate Bharata Shrestha.
Ijjate Bharata Shrestha.
Tam Yajnam Vidhirajasam.
Tam Yajnam Vidhirajasam.
Abhisandhayatu phalam. Dambhartham apichaivacha. Sacrifices that are performed for material benefits. Specifically, you are offering something to some oblation in a sacrifice, and from this sacrifice, this is what is my expectation. For example, people want to go to heavenly planets. Okay. For that purpose, they may do some sacrifice. So that is phalakankshibhi. So that is sacrifice in mode of passion. And also, dambhartham apichivatat. Just to show their sense of false prestige, out of pride, people may conduct some sacrifices. That is also in mode of passion. Okay. Next, what about sacrifice in mode of ignorance? Vidhihinam ashastranam.
Vidhihinam ashastranam.
Mantrahinam adakshinam.
Mantrahinam adakshinam.
Shraddha virahitam yajnam.
Shraddha virahitam yajnam.
Tamasam parichakshate.
Tamasam parichakshate.
Vidhihinam. No rules, no regulations. Completely disregarding scriptures. Okay. నెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ అశాస్త్రాన్న మీన్స్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ స్క్రిప్చురల్ రెగ్యులేషన్స్. మంత్రహీనం, నో ప్రాపర్ చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ మంత్రస్ ఆల్సో. అదక్షిణం, నో డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ఛారిటీ ఆల్సో. వెన్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఇస్ డేర్ యూ షుడ్ గివ్ దక్షిణ టు ద ప్రీస్ట్ అండ్ అదర్ బ్రాహ్మణస్ హూ హ్యావ్ అసెంబ్ల్డ్ డేర్. సో ఇఫ్ యూ డోంట్ గివ్ దక్షిణ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఈస్ నాట్ ప్రాపర్. శ్రద్ధ విరహితం యజ్ఞం తామసం పరిచక్షతే. సో దాట్ సాక్రిఫైస్ విచ్ ఇస్ శ్రద్ధహీన మీన్స్ దేర్ ఇస్ నో ఫెయిత్ ఇన్ ఇట్. సో పీపుల్ హూ కండక్ట్ సాక్రిఫైసెస్ వితౌట్ ఫెయిత్, వితౌట్ రెమ్యూనరేషన్ టు ద ప్రీస్ట్, వితౌట్ చాంటింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వేదిక్ హిమ్స్, వితౌట్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ ఆఫ్ ప్రసాదం స్పిరిచువల్ ఫుడ్ అండ్ వితౌట్ ఎనీ రిగార్డ్ ఫర్ స్క్రిప్చురల్ డైరెక్షన్స్, సచ్ సాక్రిఫైసెస్ ఆర్ ఇన్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. ఓకే, సమ్టైమ్స్ పీపుల్ వర్షిప్ సమ్ డెమిగాడ్ జస్ట్ టు మేక్ మనీ అండ్ దెన్ స్పెండ్ మనీ ఫర్ రిక్రియేషన్, ఇగ్నోరింగ్ ద స్క్రిప్చురల్ ఇంజంక్షన్స్. దే ఆర్ ఆల్ అండర్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్. సో కృష్ణ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఫుడ్స్ ఇన్ 3 మోడ్స్, సాక్రిఫైసెస్ ఇన్ 3 మోడ్స్. నౌ కృష్ణ విల్ డిస్క్రైబ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఇన్ 3 మోడ్స్. 14th శ్లోక. దేవద్విజ గురు ప్రజ్ఞ,
దేవద్విజ గురు ప్రజ్ఞ,
పూజనం శౌచమార్జవం,
పూజనం శౌచమార్జవం,
బ్రహ్మచర్యం అహింసాచ,
బ్రహ్మచర్యం అహింసాచ,
శరీరం తప ఉచ్యతే,
శరీరం తప ఉచ్యతే.
సో దేవద్విజ గురు ప్రజ్ఞ పూజనం శౌచం అర్జవం. సో వర్షిపింగ్ ఆఫ్ దేవ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ దేవ అండ్ నెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ గురు. గురు ఈజ్ స్పిరిచువల్ మాస్టర్ టీచర్. ప్రజ్ఞ, సో మెనీ సుపీరియర్స్ లైక్ పేరెంట్స్. ద్విజ మీన్స్ బ్రాహ్మణస్. దేవ, ద్విజ, గురు, ప్రజ్ఞ, 4 కేటగిరీస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. పూజనం శౌచమార్జవం. పూజన మీన్స్ యూ వర్షిప్ దీస్ 4 కేటగిరీస్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. శౌచం, యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో క్లీన్. ఆర్జవం, యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో వెరీ సింపుల్. బ్రహ్మచర్యం, యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఫాలోయింగ్ సెలిబసి. అహింసాచ, యు ఆర్ ఆల్సో ఫాలోయింగ్ నాన్ వైలెన్స్, ద వా ఆఫ్ నాన్ వైలెన్స్. శరీరం తప ఉచ్యతే. ఆల్ దిస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఆఫ్ బాడీ. ఓకే, నౌ యు సీ austerities can also be in 3 modes, but there are 3 types of austerities. These 3 types of austerities can be in 3 different modes. Just total 9 are there. Earlier we have seen foods in 3 modes, later we have seen sacrifices in 3 modes, now we will see austerity in 3 modes. But before seeing austerity in 3 modes, Krishna will describe there are 3 types of austerity. One is austerity of body, second is austerity of speech, third is austerity of mind. So these 3 categories of austerities, austerities of body, speech and mind, can be in 3 modes: goodness, passion and ignorance. Fine. Now in the 14th shloka, Krishna described austerity of body. What is austerity of body? Deva dvija guru prajna pujanam, worshipping Deva the supreme lord, dvija the brahmanas, guru teachers, prajna superiors. Okay, that is austerity of body. Second, శౌచం, క్లీన్లీనెస్ ఈజ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఆఫ్ బాడీ. దెన్ ఆర్జవం, సింప్లిసిటీ, బ్రహ్మచర్యం, సెలిబసీ, అహింస, నాన్ వైలెన్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది 5 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీస్ దట్ ఎ పర్సన్ పెర్ఫార్మ్స్ అకార్డింగ్ టు బాడీ. దీస్ ఆర్ 5 టైప్స్ ఆఫ్ బాడీలీ ఆస్టెరిటీస్. ఫైన్, శరీరం తప ఉచ్యతే. నెక్స్ట్ ఈజ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్. వెరీ ఇంపార్టెంట్ బికాస్ ఆల్ ఆఫ్ అస్ విల్ స్పీక్. ఓకే, అండ్ బాడీ ఈజ్ లైక్ యువర్ పర్సనల్ థింగ్. Speech means communication with other people. Your relationships are dependent on how you speak. Okay, so you are communicating with other people, you are interacting with other people through the medium of speech. So thus speech, how your speech should be. Anudvegakaram vakyam,
anudvegakaram vakyam,
satyam ప్రియహితం చయత్,
సత్యం ప్రియహితం చయత్,
స్వాధ్యాయాభ్యసనం చైవ,
స్వాధ్యాయాభ్యసనం చైవ,
వాంగ్మయం తప ఉచ్యతే,
వాంగ్మయం తప ఉచ్యతే,
అనుద్వేగకరం వాక్యం. అనుద్వేగ వాక్యం, యువర్ వాక్యం, యువర్ వర్డ్స్ షుడ్ నాట్ కాస్ ఎనీ ఉద్వేగ ఆర్ అజిటేషన్ ఇన్ ద మైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పీపుల్. వన్ షుడ్ నాట్ స్పీక్ ఇన్ సచ్ ఎ వే దట్ డిస్టర్బ్స్ అదర్ పీపుల్. అనుద్వేగకరం వాక్యం. And then we should speak lie or what? Sometimes you speak the truth, it's agitating to people. So should you lie? No, satyam. We should speak satyam. One of the austerities of speech is to be able to speak truth always. Satyam. But that truth has to be spoken in a way that is not agitating to people. Satyam. Priyahitam. Priyahitam means to desire the welfare of other people. You speak by being a genuine well-wisher of the other person. Satyam priyahitam chayat. Next is svadhyaya, studying scriptures. Abhyasanam, practicing the recitation of Vedic literatures, scriptures. So svadhyaya abhyasanam that you are doing now, Bhagavad Gita, sloka recitation and all that, Bhagavatam. So this is all under svadhyaya abhyasanam, practicing scriptural study, reciting scriptural slokas. This is all vangmayam tapa uchyate. All these are austerities of speech. Now, let's go back to this point of anudvega karam vakyam satyam. You should speak truth in a non-agitating way. Now, for example, a student does a mistake and it is the responsibility of the teacher to correct the student. And the student has to be agitated, has to be scolded sometimes if needed. Right? If the student is extremely mischievous, the teacher's responsibility is to discipline the student. There some strictness is needed. There you need to be assertive in communicating what the student is supposed to understand. Or sometimes the parents may become little strict with the children. Fine. So how can you be anudvega karam vakyam? Yes. At that time, one can be firm in one's speech, but that has to be done with a well-wishing intent. When a teacher is disciplining the student, or when a parent is disciplining the child, they do with well-wishing intent. Okay. So one should not unnecessarily agitate the minds of people who are not connected to you. Now Krishna began this whole Bhagavad Gita teachings by first chastising Arjuna. What are the first words that came out of Krishna's mouth in the second chapter? So Krishna says that kutastva kashmalamidam vishame samupasthitam anaryajushtam asvargyam akirtikaram Arjuna. Krishna says, where did this impurity come into your mind? Kutastva kashmalam idam. And in this kind of crisis hour, your mind has become polluted or what? Okay. And Krishna goes on to say that akirtikaram, it is causing you infamy. Asvargyam, it will not elevate you to heavenly planets. Klaibhyam, kshudram, hradaya dourbalyam, it's weakness of heart. These are all full chastisement going on. And now Krishna is giving the teaching of anudvega karam vakyam. So at that time, Krishna had to agitate Arjuna. Krishna had to speak very strongly so that Arjuna will understand the gravity of the situation and come back to his senses and then pick up his bow and then start fighting. So sometimes it is required to be little firm and very strict and strict in one's speech, right? So Krishna is doing that. So if needed, a teacher has to do that with student. So, but that has to be done only with inner circles. If you are a teacher, you can do it with a student. If you are a parent, you can do it with your child. If you are an elder, you can do it with your dependent. If you are a master, you may do it with your servant. But you cannot do it with anyone and everyone under the sky. That's the whole point here. So, a teacher may speak the truth for the instruction of his students, but he should not speak that kind of truth in a disturbing way to people who are other than his students, just to agitate their minds. So besides that, one should not talk nonsense. Anudvega karam vakyam satyam prihatam chayat, this all austerity of speech also includes that one should not unnecessarily speak some nonsense, just passing comments. Some light-hearted talk may be there, some jovial discussion and conversation amongst friends could be there, but unnecessarily wasting time in prolonged, useless, unworthy discussions is never recommended in the scriptures. Fine. So speaking in spiritual circles is to say something upheld by the scriptures. And it should be presented in a very pleasant manner. Presentation has to be pleasant. If the presentation is not pleasant, and it is agitating, people cannot accept it. Okay. Anyways, that is austerity of speech. What about austerity of mind? Manaha prasadaha saumyatvam.
Manaha prasadaha saumyatvam.
Maunam atma vinigraha.
Maunam atma vinigraha.
Bhavasam shuddhirityetat.
Bhavasam shuddhirityetat.
Tapo manasamuchyate.
Tapo manasamuchyate.
Manaha prasadaha saumyatvam. This is austerity of mind. Krishna says, prasadaha, satisfaction. Saumya means simplicity, no duplicity. Manaha prasadaha saumyatvam. Maunam atma vinigraha. Maunam means gravity or silence. Maunam is literally silence. Oftentimes that's the popular meaning of maunam. But that silence indicates gravity. Grave, being grave. And you may sometimes speak. If needed. Otherwise you be silent. Okay. But that silence basically indicates gravity here. Fine. Then atma vinigraha means self-control. Bhava samsuddhir, purity of heart, purity of emotions, purity of thoughts. Then tapo manasamuchyate. So these are the austerities of mind. So austerity of mind is satisfaction, simplicity, gravity or silence, self-control and purity of heart. So these are all mind's austerity. Ultimately, the mind's austerity is to detach the mind from sense gratification and not allow the senses to run behind sense gratificatory objects which are prohibited. Yeah, all senses need some kind of gratification. Your tongue needs some palatable food. Your ears need some kind of pleasant music. My birds are chirping here and it's very pleasant thing. I will do austerity of my ears. You can't just go and stand next to some horrible sound whole day. I'm doing austerity of ears. That's not the point here. So your senses need some kind of pleasant contact with sense objects, but that should not be very undue sense gratification that could degrade a person. In the name of eating some tasty food, you cannot go overboard and then eat all kinds of palatable food and spoil your health and overload your system. That will ultimately agitate the senses and make one lusty or angry. Fine. Or undigested food, etc., etc. So many things are there if you overeat. So some tasty food, simple digestible food is needed. Fine. Anyways, so the mind's austerity is to control all these senses. Fine. It should be trained that it can always be thinking of doing good to others, not causing any harm. So these are the three types of austerities. And these three types of austerities, what are the three types of austerities that we discussed till now?
Body,
speech and mind. So these three types of austerities can be under three modes. Goodness, passion and ignorance. Krishna will describe that in the next three shlokas. 17th shloka. Shraddha. Shraddhaya paraya taptam.
Shraddhaya paraya taptam.
Tapastat trividham naraihi.
Tapastai trividham naraihi.
Afala kankshibhir yuktaihi.
Afala kankshibhir yuktaihi.
Sattvikam parichakshate.
Sattvikam parichakshate.
So austerity in mode of goodness is performed with transcendental faith. Shraddhaya paraya taptam. Taptam is austerity. Shraddhaya paraya means with divine faith, with spiritual faith. You perform this austerity. And tapastat trividham naraihi afalakankshibhir yuktaha, not expecting any material benefits. And sattvikam parichakshate, for the sake of the Supreme Lord. So austerity in mode of goodness is performed with faith, without any selfish expectations and only for the sake of Supreme. That is austerity in mode of goodness. And this austerity can be austerity of body or speech or mind. Okay. Then 18th shloka. Satkaramana pujartham.
Satkaramana pujartham.
Tapodam bhena chaivatat yat.
Tapodam bhena chaivatat.
Kriyate tadiha proktam.
Kriyate tadiha proktam.
Rajasam chalamadhruvam.
Rajasam chalamadhruvam.
Austerity and mode of passion, Krishna says. Satkaramana pujartham. Out of pride. And for in expectation of satkara, respect, honor and worship from others. Satkara mana pujartham. Means you are doing some austerity or speaking austerity in ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ రెస్పెక్ట్ అండ్ పూజ. ఓ ఇఫ్ ఐ డూ దిస్ ఆస్టెరిటీ పీపుల్ విల్ గ్లోరిఫై మీ యాజ్ అన్ ఆస్టీర్ పర్సన్. సో యూ కీప్ సైలెంట్, ఓకే, యూఆర్ సో దట్ ఈస్ కీపింగ్ సైలెన్స్ ఈజ్ ఆల్సో ఎ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఆఫ్ స్పీచ్. ఓకే, యూఆర్ కీపింగ్ సైలెన్స్. ఓకే, దెన్ యువర్ పర్పస్ ఈజ్ ఇఫ్ ఐఎమ్ సైలెంట్ అండ్ సోబర్ పీపుల్ విల్ గ్లోరిఫై మీ యాజ్ అన్ ఆస్టీర్ పర్సన్. ఈజ్ డూయింగ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ. సో లైక్ దట్ జస్ట్ ఫర్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ సమ్ ఆనర్. సో దట్ ఈస్ ఆస్టెరిటీ అండ్ ప్యాషన్. దెన్ ఆల్సో తపోదంభేన చేవేన, తపోదంభేన చేవయత్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ప్రైడ్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నైదర్ స్టేబుల్ నార్ పెర్మనెంట్. సో దాట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ దట్ యూఆర్ డూయింగ్ జస్ట్ ఫర్ ఎక్స్పెక్టేషన్ ఆఫ్ ఆనర్ అండ్ ఫర్ సమ్ మెటీరియల్ బెనిఫిట్, యూ విల్ నెవర్ బీ ఏబుల్ టు కంటిన్యూ దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ. ఇట్స్ నాట్ స్టేబుల్ ఆస్టెరిటీ. యూ మే డూ టుడే, టుమారో యూ కెనాట్ కీప్ సైలెంట్. యూ టుడే ఆర్ సైలెంట్, టుమారో యూ విల్ స్టార్ట్ స్పీకింగ్, దెన్ పీపుల్ విల్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హౌ ఆస్టీర్ యూఆర్. టుడే విల్ రిస్ట్రెయిన్ యువర్ మౌత్ ఫ్రమ్ స్పీకింగ్ అండ్ టుమారో యూ విల్ స్టార్ట్ స్పీకింగ్. టుడే యూ విల్ రిస్ట్రెయిన్ యువర్ టంగ్ ఫ్రమ్ ఈటింగ్ సమ్ ప్యాలెటబుల్ డిషెస్ అండ్ ఆఫ్టర్ టూ డేస్ యూ విల్ అగైన్ రెజ్యూమ్. సో దట్ ఆస్టిరిటీ ఈస్ నాట్ సస్టైనబుల్, ఆస్టిరిటీ ఇన్ ఫ్యాషన్. దెన్ వాట్ అబౌట్ ఆస్టిరిటీ ఇన్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్? కృష్ణ సేస్ మూఢగ్రాహేణాత్మనోయత్ పీడయా క్రియతే తపః, పరస్యోత్సాదనార్థం వా తత్తామసముదాహృతం. ఆస్టిరిటీ ఇన్ మోడ్ ఆఫ్ గుడ్నెస్, మోడ్ ఆఫ్ ఇగ్నరెన్స్ ఈస్ పెర్ఫార్మ్డ్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ఫూలిష్నెస్, మూఢ ఫూలిష్నెస్ విత్ సెల్ఫ్ టార్చర్ అండ్ టు డిస్ట్రాయ్ ఆర్ ఇంజూర్ అదర్స్. ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ దేర్ ఈస్ ఏ డీమన్ నేమ్డ్ వృకాసుర, యూనో వృకాసుర ఆర్ హిరణ్యకశిపు ఆల్సో, దే ఆల్ పెర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఆస్టిరిటీస్. దే టార్చర్డ్ దేర్ బాడీ, సెల్ఫ్ టార్చర్ వాజ్ దేర్. ఇన్ఫ్యాక్ట్ హిరణ్యకశిపుస్ హాఫ్ ద బాడీ ఈస్ కంప్లీట్లీ ఈటెన్ బై ఇన్సెక్ట్స్ అండ్ యాంట్స్. ఓన్లీ హిస్ బోన్స్ ఆర్ దేర్, బోన్స్ ఆర్ విజిబుల్. వెన్ బ్రహ్మాజీ కేమ్ టు గివ్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్ టు హిరణ్యకశిపు, హీ కుడ్ నాట్ నోటీస్ హిరణ్యకశిపు, హీ కుడ్ నాట్ రికగ్నైజ్ బికాస్ హాఫ్ ద బాడీ ఈస్ టోటల్లీ ఈటెన్ అప్ బై ఇన్సెక్ట్స్. హీ వాజ్ మెయింటైనింగ్ హిస్ లైఫ్ ఎయిర్స్ ఓన్లీ విత్ ఇన్ ద రిబ్ కేస్, నో ఫ్లెష్. దట్ కైండ్ ఆఫ్ ఆస్టెరిటీ హీ హాస్ డన్. ఫర్ వాట్? టు గెట్ సమ్ మెటీరియల్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్. అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఎగ్జిబిటెడ్ అ లాట్ ఆఫ్ సెన్స్ కంట్రోల్ టు గెట్ దిస్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్. But as soon as he got the benedictions, he became a victim of uncontrolled senses. To get the material benediction, lot of sense control. After getting the material benediction, no sense control at all. Okay. He was constantly dissatisfied enjoying sense gratification. Because sense gratification, enjoying senses in either through illicit sex or any other form, eating so much, or drinking so much, smoking so much, or indulging in sex so much. So this kind of sense gratification, this kind of sense enjoyment will actually not give enjoyment. It will only give you urge to further enjoy, because in this enjoyment you are not satisfied. At the end of this sense gratification, you will be left with a feeling of dissatisfaction and a desire to get more. And again you will engage. So like that, perpetually you are engaging in sense gratificatory desire, sensual enjoyment, and perpetually you are getting dissatisfied. Because senses are not the source of happiness. Your search for happiness, your search for satisfaction is in the wrong direction. That's the reason why you are getting dissatisfied. So sense gratification can never give satisfaction. It's only an imagination. Okay. And on the other hand, we have another example, Vrikasur. Vrikasur was taking out flesh from his body and offering in fire to please Lord Shiva. And he was offering so much of flesh in the fire, and then he was doing some austerity for Lord Shiva, and Shiva did not come only. Then finally, because when Shiva is not coming, this Vrikasur wanted to cut his head and throw it in the fire. He was about to cut his head. And Shiva manifested from the sacrificial fire and said, stop this nonsense, what do you want? Then Vrikasura said, I want to put my hand on somebody's head and that person should die. This is the great benediction that I want from you. Here it said that to destroy or injure others. In austerity of ignorance, that is parasyotsadanarthamva, just to torture other people. One, there is self-torture is there to get the benediction. And after that, torturing others. You torture yourself before, then later you torture others. You do sense control before, later you enjoy senses later. So this is the kind of austerity in mode of ignorance. Then Vrikasur got the benediction because Shiva was obliged to give. He promised him. So as soon as Vrikasur got this benediction, he wanted to put his hand on Shiva only. Then Shiva just ran away. Then Vishnu came and protected him. You know the story. So these are different austerities in different modes. Next, charity in three modes. Krishna describes. 20th sloka. दातव्यमिति यद्दानम्
दातव्यमिति यद्दानम्
दीयते अनुपकारिणे
दीयते अनुपकारिणे
देशे काले च पात्रे च
देशे काले च पात्रे च
तद्दानम् सात्विकम् स्मृतम्
तद्दानम् सात्विकम् स्मृतम्
दातव्यमिति यद्दानम् दीयते अनुपकारिणे चैरिटी इन मोड ऑफ गुडनेस इज गिवन आउट ऑफ ड्यूटी ओके एंड विदाउट एनी एक्सपेक्टेशन इन रिटर्न. Today I am giving this charity. Tomorrow my photo will come in the newspaper. Okay. Or I will be glorified as a great charitable person. Or today I will give charity to this person. Tomorrow he will work for me in some way. Just for this I am giving. So this kind of expectations are not there. A person will dutifully give charity, selflessly, without expecting anything from others. And at proper time, at proper place, to a worthy person. दातव्यम इति यद्दानम फलम वेर इज इट दीयते अनुपकारिणे देशे काले च पात्रे च एट प्रॉपर देश प्रॉपर प्लेस काले प्रॉपर टाइम पात्रे टू ए प्रॉपर कैंडिडेट तद दानम सात्विकम स्मृतम सच ए दानम इज रियली दानम इन मोड ऑफ गुडनेस. नेक्स्ट चैरिटी इन मोड ऑफ पैशन. यत्तु प्रत्युपकारार्थम् फलम् उद्दिश्य वा पुनः दीयते च परिक्लिष्टम् तद्दानं राजसं स्मृतम् यत्तु प्रत्युपकारार्थम् मीन्स् देर् इस् ए क्लियर् एक्स्पेक्टेशन् दट् दिस् पर्सन् विल् वर्क् फर् मी ऐ एम् डूयिङ्ग् उपकार टु हिम् I am giving him some charity, tomorrow he has to help me. If you are giving charity with that expectation, that is mode of passion. In mode of goodness, that expectation is not there. Okay. Then at an improper, with a desire for fruitive results, and in a grudging mood or unwillingly, I am obliged to give, take this. No willingness, no voluntary spirit, no inspiration from within to help somebody. You are just giving, take a little. Just take it. Or in a grudging mood. Or to compete with others. Oh, he gave you 10 rupees, I'll give you 20 rupees. Okay. So these are all charities in mode of passion. Then what about charity in mode of ignorance? Krishna says, Adeshakale yaddanam
Adeshakale yaddanam
Apatrebhyascha diyate
Apatrebhyascha diyate
Asatkritam avagnatam
Asatkritam avagnatam
Tattamasamudahritam
Tattamasamudahritam.
So charity in ignorance is given Adesha at an improper place, Kala at an improper time, then Apatra to an improper person. For example, somebody is coming, today I don't have money, can you please give me some charity? I want to drink wine. And you give, okay, take this 1,000 rupees and drink wine. What kind of charity is that? To give charity, to do a sinful activity, or to do some activity which is detrimental to the person's health or person's overall well-being, that kind of charity is not a proper charity. Right? So with disregard, without any courtesy, without following any rules and regulations, so this kind of charity is in charity in ignorance. Fine? Then, so contributions for indulgence in intoxication and gambling are not encouraged. Such charity is not beneficial. It is not beneficial to you who is giving charity. It is not beneficial to the person who is receiving the charity also. That kind of charity is never encouraged in Shastras. Then, so far, Krishna has described the existence of a person under the three modes. So far we saw foods in three modes, sacrifices in three modes, austerity in three modes. First three types of austerity and those three types of austerities in three modes. Then charity in three modes. Fine. So these different activities that people do under three modes determines their fate. Okay. So all three modes and their combinations are defective and bind one to the material world. Now Krishna will explain that all defects can be removed by chanting Om Tat Sat. Okay. Everything that you are doing is under three modes. So, but if you chant Om Tat Sat or the names of Lord Vishnu, then the activity in itself will become transcendental. So, to convert your activity into a transcendental activity, we can chant Om Tat Sat. Thus, the person who has non-scriptural faith can gradually be elevated. Now, in the last section of this chapter, how much time do we have?
45 minutes.
But the light is failing. Is it okay to continue for 15 more minutes?
Good.
We can complete the chapter. So, now in the last 5 shlokas, Krishna will describe. This section describes the right spirit of performing sacrifice, charity, austerity, etc. Yajna, Dana, Tapa, Krishna said. So, what is the right spirit of conducting Yajna, Dana and Tapa? Krishna will speak in the next few shlokas. 23rd shloka. Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesho.
Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesho.
Brahmanas Trividhas Pratah.
Brahmanas Trividhas Pratah.
Brahmanas Tena Vedascha.
Brahmanas Tena Vedascha.
Yajnascha Vihitah Puram.
Yajnascha Vihitah Puram.
Om Tat Sat Iti Nirdesho. Om Tat Sat is the mantra. These three words actually indicate the absolute truth, the supreme absolute truth, Krishna. Okay. And Brahmanas Trividha Smritaha, Brahmanas Tena Vedascha. And they are chanted by the Brahmanas during the sacrifices for the satisfaction of the Supreme. Fine. Yajnasya Vihitah Pura. So during the sacrifices, Om Tat Sat, these three sounds or these three syllables are chanted. Om Tat Sat. Fine. So we will discuss. 24th shloka describes what is Om. 25th shloka Tat. 26th and 27th shlokas about Sat. And last shloka about Asat, which is not a part of mantra. So now, in the 23rd shloka, Krishna said that Om Tat Sat is chanted by different priests and brahmanas during sacrifices. Okay, what is the significance of this? Krishna will describe one by one. 24th shloka. Tasmado mityudaharitya.
Tasmado mityudaharitya.
Yajnadana tapah kriyaha.
Yajnadana tapah kriyaha.
Pravartante vidhanoktaha.
Pravartante vidhanoktaha.
Satatam brahmavadinam.
Satatam brahmavadinam.
Tasmad om iti udaharitya. This om, udaharitya means it is always chanted in the beginning by those who perform yajna, dana, tapa. Yajna is sacrifice, dana is charity, tapa is austerity. So before doing yajna, dana or tapa, om is chanted in accordance with scriptural regulations to attain the supreme. When you chant om, then you have a possibility to attain the supreme. So for example, I'll give an example. You have studied the 8th canto of Bhagavatam. There Bali Maharaj was offering dana, charity to Vamanadev. And Sukracharya asked, did you chant Om? Okay. So when you are performing dana, and if you utter Om, then the dana is effective. Right? And you are committing to that dana, the process of dana, by chanting Om. So you are committing to the person who is receiving that charity when you are uttering Om. So Sukracharya asked Bali Maharaj, did you chant Om? Okay, like that. So Om is chanted in before Yajna, Dana and Tapa. Fine. And it is ultimately meant to enable a person to attain the Supreme Lord. 25th shloka is about Tat. Tat iti anabhisandhaya.
Tat iti anabhisandhaya.
తదిత్యనభిసంధాయ
తదిత్యనభిసంధాయ
ఫలం యజ్ఞతపక్రియః
ఫలం యజ్ఞతపక్రియః
దానక్రియాశ్చ వివిధాః
దానక్రియాశ్చ వివిధాః
క్రియంతే మోక్షకాంక్షిభిః
క్రియంతే మోక్షకాంక్షిభిః
సో వాట్ అబౌట్ దిస్ థర్డ్ ఇన్ ద 25th శ్లోక కృష్ణ ఇస్ సేయింగ్ తత్ ఇస్ అటెడ్ బై పర్సన్స్ ఆస్పైరింగ్ ఫర్ లిబరేషన్ ఫ్రమ్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంటాంగిల్మెంట్ తత్ ఇది అనభిసంధాయ ఫలం యజ్ఞ తపః క్రియాః వెన్ యు ఆర్ పెర్ఫార్మింగ్ యజ్ఞ ఆర్ తప ఆర్ అదర్ క్రియాస్ బిఫోర్ చారిటీ ఆర్ ఆస్టెరిటీ ఆర్ సాక్రిఫైస్ వితౌట్ డిజైరింగ్ ఎనీ రిజల్ట్స్ రైట్ సో అనభిసంధాయ ఫలం యు ఆర్ నాట్ డిజైరింగ్ రిజల్ట్స్ సో దాన క్రియాశ్చ వివిధాః క్రియంతే మోక్షకాంక్షిభిః యు ఆర్ నాట్ ఎక్స్పెక్టింగ్ ఎనీ ఫ్రూటివ్ రిజల్ట్స్ బట్ యు ఆర్ హ్యావింగ్ వన్ కాంక్ష వన్ డిజైర్ వాట్ ఈస్ దట్ మోక్షకాంక్ష డిజైర్ ఫర్ లిబరేషన్ So tat, when you utter tat before doing any yajna, dana or tapa, then you are aspiring for liberation from material entanglement. Fine? So then that is 25th shloka. 26th and 27th shlokas are about sat. Sadbhave sadhubhave cha.
Sadbhave sadhubhave cha.
Sadityetat prayunjate.
Sadityetat prayunjate.
ప్రశస్తే కర్మణి తథా
ప్రశస్తే కర్మణి తథా
సత్శబ్దః పార్థ యుజ్యతే
సత్శబ్దః పార్థ యుజ్యతే
యజ్ఞే తపసి దానే చ
యజ్ఞే తపసి దానే చ
స్థితిః సదితి చోచ్యతే
స్థితిః సదితి చోచ్యతే
కర్మ చైవ తదర్థ్యం
కర్మ చైవ తదర్థ్యం
సదిత్యేవాభిధీయతే
సదిత్యేవాభిధీయతే
ఇన్ దిస్ టు శ్లోకాస్ Krishna describes the significance of uttering Sat. Om Tat Sat, right? Sat. So Sat is used to indicate the absolute truth. Sat Bhavi. Next is Sadhu Bhavi. And also the knower or seeker of absolute truth or performer of sacrifice, that is Sadhu Bhavi. Bhava means the mood in which you utter this word Sat. Okay. What is the mood in which you utter Sat? One is Sat Bhavi. Sat means indicating the absolute truth. Sadhu bhave, indicating a devotee, or indicating a spiritual seeker, or indicating a performer of yajna or dana or tapa. Fine? Sat bhave, sadhu bhave cha, saditi etat prayunjate. That is how you utter the word sat. All auspicious works of sacrifice, austerity and charity are performed to please the Supreme Person. Any work dedicated to the Lord is permanent and is called sat. Sat. Means truth. Sat also indicates that it is eternal, everlasting. Fine. So, the word Sat is used to indicate the absolute truth, which is eternal, which is the ultimate truth. So, thus, by chanting Om, Tat, Sat, your Yajna, Dana and Tapa will become successful and will enable you to transcend the material modes gradually. Fine. So this is about Om Tat Sat. And in the last shloka, so far Krishna is speaking about Shraddha. Arjuna asked about Shraddha. When somebody is having some faith, which is non-scriptural, what kind of faith is that? Is that faith in goodness or passion or ignorance? Then Krishna says, one's faith can be ascertained by what he does, what kind of yajna he does, what kind of food he eats, what kind of dana he does, what kind of tapa he does. So, then he described foods in three modes, austerities in three modes, and yajnas in three modes, dana in three modes, tapa in three modes. Okay, all that he described. And this is how you ascertain faith, he said. Then, to convert that non-scriptural faith towards transcendence, so you need to chant Om Tat Sat, he said. What about Ashraddha? Krishna says, అశ్రద్ధయాహుతం దత్తం
అశ్రద్ధయాహుతం దత్తం
తపస్తప్తం కృతం చయత్
తపస్తప్తం కృతం చయత్
అసదిత్యుచ్యతే పార్థ
అసదిత్యుచ్యతే పార్థ
నచతత్ ప్రీత్యనో ఇహ
నచతత్ ప్రీత్యనో ఇహ
ఈ అశ్రద్ధయా వితౌట్ ఎనీ ఫెయిత్ హుతం దత్తం తపః తప్తం కృతం చయత్ వెదర్ యు డు ఆస్టెరిటీ ఆర్ సాక్రిఫైస్ ఆర్ పినన్స్ ఆర్ చారిటీ Without any faith in the Supreme, that is impermanent. That is called Asat. So in the previous shloka, Krishna said about Sat, that makes your results eternal. But here he is speaking about asat. It is called asat and is useless both in this life and in the next life. So one has to perform austerities, charities, and what else? Sacrifices. Yagna dana tapa. Yagna is sacrifice, dana is charity, then tapa is austerity. One has to do these three things with transcendental faith. And while doing these three things, if you chant Om Tat Sat, then you can attain the Supreme. You can gradually convert your faith under the three modes into transcendental faith. Thus you can attain the Supreme eventually. But without any Shraddha, if you just do these three things, then that is that will keep you perpetually in this world only. So in this way, Krishna concluded this chapter about divisions of faith. Thank you all very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.